Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
We want to get to another edition of Business Week Talks. John Mackey is CEO and co-founder of Whole Foods Market. Prior to that, co-CEO of the company he founded, Whole Foods, once on its own. Now it's in its third year as part of Amazon. And John's got a new book out released today. It's Conscious Leadership, Elevating Humanity Through Business. And John joins us on the phone from Austin, Texas. And I've got to say, your book, Conscious Capitalism, it's on my bookshelf. It's signed by you. It was back at the 92nd Street Y. I think it was a conversation you had with Norm Perlstein, who was our head of content at Bloomberg for several years.
So, John, in front of human people, probably.
In front of human people, not virtually, John. So delighted to have you here with us. How are you?
I'm very well. I've heard so often people having my book on their bookshelves, but a lot less that people actually read it.
Okay. We read it. I read it. The family did. but so tell us a little bit about how you're doing and in the pandemic.
You know, this pandemic has been obviously extremely difficult for pretty much everybody, right? It's 2020 is the weirdest year of my life. I don't know about you, but it's definitely the weirdest year. And I mean, Whole Foods has done a lot better than other businesses because we weren't shut down. We were an essential business, and we saw our sales go up and our online sales went way up, but it's been incredibly stressful on the company. Make no mistake about that. People didn't lose their jobs, but it's been everybody's wearing masks, and we haven't been able to connect with the team members as much because, you know, lockdown, not traveling, not being able to visit the stores. Yeah. A lot of safety measures been put in place. It's been, you know, we just did a cultural compass survey, and we see that it's been very stressful on the team members. So that has been a challenge for us, but again, less of a challenge for Whole Foods than many, like a restaurant owner who's more or less been put out of business. So very, very difficult times, and I will tell you, I am very much looking forward to COVID being done.
Yeah.
I don't know when that'll be, but I'm going to be celebrating.
Yeah. Along with everybody else, crowd, that's for sure. So, John, I guess on the subject of your book and sort of synthesizing all of this, what's the key leadership lesson coming through this? And we're not through it yet by any stretch, but what have you learned about leading? What have you learned about how to lead in a situation like this?
You mean it,
In COVID.
Gosh, I mean, COVID's a great example of how you can learn and grow in a crisis. Mm-hmm. In a crisis, the general reaction people have when they're in crisis is to sort of look for a safe place, a safe harbor, someplace that they're not going to be safe. But one thing I've learned is that in crisis, that's a great opportunity to learn and grow, and you have to lean into it. You have to kind of, instead of going back to a safe place, you've got to open wider to see what lessons are there, and you have to face your fears. And one of the things that I learned is that Whole Foods has a very deep culture, because we've been making cultural deposits for a long time, but during COVID we've been making a lot of cultural withdrawals. But we're not bankrupt because we've got so many deposits that have been made. However, as COVID goes on longer and longer, and we're not able to make more deposits and connecting with people, a company is ultimately about relationships and about trust and about partnership. And the hardest thing in COVID, I think, has been the difficulty, other than virtually, to connect with people. And we read all about people working at home, and a lot of corporations are not going to go back fully, but I don't believe that. I mean, more people may work at home when COVID's over, but in reality, if you're going to maintain a culture, you have to have people connecting with each other, and there's no real substitute for doing that in person. So I've learned our culture is resilient, but I've also learned that we need that personal connection too.
No, I think you're right about that. You know, Jason and I have had, John, so many different conversations, because we're seeing certainly the financial community, it seems like, really stepping up and really kind of urging their teams to come back to work in New York City. But I think it's a comfort level, and people are just not comfortable. And it's not that people don't want to be working with colleagues. We're social creatures. But I think there is a fear. I mean, for most of us, right, we have never seen something like this.
It's true. And maybe people won't be comfortable until we have vaccination that people feel safe in taking. But in truth, I think the concept of herd immunity it's beginning to work its way through the United States. It's worked its way through Sweden at this point. If you look at their recent death rates, they're just a few people a week. Now, not hundreds or thousands of people a day. It's three or four a week. So we're going to get through this, and probably a lot sooner than people think. I'd be very surprised if a year from now we have not returned to semi-normalcy.
Right.
And people will be afraid, but as their friends go out and report back, hey, it's safe out there, people aren't getting sick, and people will start to tentatively venture out, probably being wearing masks more, but that might be a while before people are completely back. But they will be, because we are who we are. We're social creatures. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember I had lots of friends, not lots, I had a few friends back in elementary school that got polio.
I want to ask you, John, I mean, here we are a few years in, you know, with Amazon. How's it going? What has worked really well for you?
Yeah, it's going very well. A big merger between big companies is a little bit like a marriage. I like that metaphor. And I mean, I've been married for 30 years, and I love my wife, and I love, you know, maybe 99% of everything about her, and 1% I'm not so fond of. And I think a merger is similar. I mean, Amazon has a different culture than Whole Foods. We overlap in some areas, and we love most things about Amazon, and they probably love most things about Whole Foods, but, you know, not everything. And what's worked really well is Amazon thinks long-term, and they're enabling Whole Foods Market to think long-term. We've had three major price reductions. We're beginning a fourth. They're making investments in technology for Whole Foods that I think will be transformative, although I'm sorry I can't talk about those. Mm-hmm. And they've been respectful of our culture. They haven't tried to just turn us into Amazon. So the best way to answer that question is, John, if you could do it all over again, would you make the same decision? And the answer is yes, we'd make the same decision. It was the right decision for us.
I have to tell you, a listener is writing in and said, could you just ask John Mackey, could they please, please, please open a Whole Foods in the Hamptons?
In the Hamptons, yeah. We've received a lot of requests for that. It's a very seasonal sort of market out there, and we'll get there eventually.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
There you go. See, the question answered.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you, and I think our team was curious about is, you know, you guys, Whole Foods, I did kind of a deep dive into your company a few years ago and with Walter Robb, who was co-CEO at the time. I spent time with a forager, just how you guys work with companies, support companies to help them build out either production, you know, so that they can, you know, once you find an item that you want in your stores, you guys have such a value system, you know, and you really stick to selling just certain types of things. And to be fair, if you go on Amazon, you can buy just about anything, it feels like, and that they'll sell just about anything to anyone. You know, how have those values clashed, if at all, you know, and how do you kind of get your head around that?
I don't think those values have clashed. I mean, okay. I think you're right. Whole Foods is, we're very, you know, we're very stakeholder oriented. We care deeply about our suppliers. We partner with them. And we are proud of the fact that we work with lots of small producers and help them get distribution. And a lot of them grow with us over time, and they start out with one store and then one region and then multiple regions and then across the whole country, and then maybe they sell their company or take it public. I mean, a great example recently was Vital Farms eggs. Whole Foods was the first customer Vital Farms ever had, and we made over time made a $10 million investment in their company as well. And they just did an IPO, and their market capitalization is $1.4 billion right now. So that's a great example of working with a small supplier and and helping them expand across the country, and eventually they become a very, very successful company in their own right. We pride ourselves on that. There's really dozens and dozens and dozens of similar examples like that. And Amazon, you know, it's a different business than what Whole Foods is doing. They're the retailer, they're the everything store, as you say. If I want something, I generally just go to my iPhone or my iPad or my computer, and I just call up Amazon, I order it, and it shows up usually within 24 hours. So that's an amazing thing Amazon does. It's changed most people's lives. It certainly has changed my life. Yeah. That's very different than what Whole Foods is doing. But Whole Foods is, you know, Amazon wants to be a bigger force in grocery. And Whole Foods is key to helping them do that. So I think that's why they ultimately wanted to acquire us.
So, John, you know, you're very thoughtful in your books, and this recent one is no example. I mean, I do wonder, what's ahead for you? There's been a lot of speculation that, you know, you could go on and keep writing books, and you've executed this great, as you say, new marriage between these two companies. And I'm only going to give you about 90 seconds to answer this question, but what's next? Do you foresee that maybe you hand over the reins soon?
You know, I like to think, I read recently Warren Buffett. I read that Warren Buffett, his 90% of Warren Buffett's wealth has been generated after the age of 65. Hmm. I would like to think that 90% of my contribution in the world will be generated after I'm 65. That's my goal. So I don't have any plans on leaving anytime soon from Whole Foods, but hey, you know, I'm getting older. we all have to pass from the scene eventually. I know there are many other things. I'm a very much a doer. I have many projects in life I want to work on. I want to travel. I want to hike. I want to spend more time with my wife. I want to spend more time with friends. But right now, I'm having the time of my life in this Whole Foods adventure. Yeah. So I'm going to keep doing that and until it's my inner heart, my voice says, hey, John, it's time to move on. And that will come someday, but it's not today.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the book. You're always so thoughtful, and that really shows up in all of your work, whether you're in one of your stores or reading your books or listening to you talk. So we really appreciate the time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.